This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with bolt cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrier freedom.
Via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement as due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Look, let's, you know, get to Trey Hendrickson. For those of you saying, can you just update the list? Yeah, I'll do that here in a moment. I do want to mention that on your list, if you've been thinking about new windows, is a call to Window Nation, 866-90-NATION or windownation.com. The first thing you do is mention my name, that's how you heard about it. They'll come out and give you a free, no obligation, no pressure estimate. The estimate takes an hour or less. I mention this all the time, but a lot of you don't even know if you need new windows. You just like to think that your house will look better with new windows, which it will, but maybe as important is the money you'll save on utility bills. You'll save big on heating bills, air conditioning bills with better insulated windows, especially if your windows are 10 years of age or older. Right now, Window Nation, they'll come out, they'll give you a free estimate, they won't pressure you, they'll leave you with the quote. The quote will include, for every two windows you need and end up purchasing, you'll get the next two free. And if you want to finance the purchase, no money down, no payments, and no interest charged for two full years. So you can get your windows installed in a day and not pay anything until the year 2027, all the while saving big money on heating and air conditioning bills. Window Nation sells some of the best windows you can buy at a fraction of the price of the expensive name brands and often outlast and outperform those major name brands as well. Plus, they guarantee their windows for life. Hurry, this offer ends soon. Don't miss out on your chance to take advantage of the buy two, get two free, pay nothing until 2027 deal. 866-90-NATION, windownation.com. So, look, there's 8 new ads. Okay, Deebo Samuel, Laremy Tunsil via trade, Javon Kinlaw, Eddie Goldman, Kinlaw is the only 3-year deal. Will Harris is the only 2-year deal. The safety from New Orleans. Everything else is a 1-year deal. Eddie Goldman, who, by the way, let me just mention, because I think this happened after our show on Wednesday, I was a big Eddie Goldman fan when he was in Chicago. I thought that he was, you know, an impact player on the interior. I don't think, like Kinlaw, they're thinking about him necessarily outside as much. I think Kinlaw, in many ways, is a possible defensive end, and on rundowns in particular. But I always liked Goldman. And then he opted out of the COVID year, and then he retired for 2 seasons before coming back last year and playing in Atlanta, where he was effective at times. Atlanta's defense was terrible until the end of the year when it started to play well, and Washington filleted it, remember, in that next-to-last game of the year. They signed, an edge in Dietrich Wise from the Patriots, Jonathan Jones. Jonathan Jones back in the day, man, was pretty big in some of those meaningful Patriots playoff games. He could really run, and he can also hit. The thing that I was told was that he's more of an outside guy at this point in his career than an inside guy, and I'm like, really? At 5'9", 5'10"? Can you imagine on downs that might not include Lattimore, because let's just say he's, you know, got an injured hamstring, that Sanristil and Jonathan Jones are your outside corners, neither of whom is 6 feet tall. They added Jacoby Martin, too, in a one-year, $3 million deal. He's a defensive end. They retained, so far, the list of retainees, right? The kickers, Tressway, Zane Gonzalez. Obviously, Wagner, Ertz, Bates. Bates is the one multi-year deal they did. Actually, Belor reportedly got 2 years on his deal. Mariota, McNichols, Noah Brown, K.J. Osborne, Michael Dieter, Trent Scott, Seymour, who was on the team, then off the team. Wagner, of course, if I didn't mention that. Noah I to a one-year deal. So of the free agents that they had, they've retained, they've kept 15 of those players already. The guys that are still free agents for Washington that played on the team last year that haven't signed elsewhere are Jeff Driskel, the third-string quarterback, Jamison Crowder, Cleland Farrell, Dante Fowler Jr., Jalen Holmes. I wouldn't be surprised if Jalen Holmes gets re-signed. I think they liked him last year. Michael Davis, right? And then Austin Seibert. I think that's the list now. So they did a lot of damage to their existing free agent class. 15 of those players have been retained, not to mention Chris Rodriguez. You know, they tendered him. Actually, that makes the list 24 players. I forgot Rodriguez. So 24 players that they've signed and or traded for this week. Just sneezed. Pollen's starting to creep up on us, Denton. It's been nice getting that warm weather. And then the players that they've lost, De'Ami Brown, John Allen, Jeremy Chinn, Benjamin St. Juice, I know you guys were crushed about that. Michael Walker, good special teamer, number 32, had some big hits during the course of the season. Cornelius Lucas, Derek Forrest, and Zacchaeus. So they have lost 8 of their own players that were free agents, or in John Allen's case, a player that went and sought out a deal and then got released, right? So there you are. In terms of players that they've been interested in, I think we now know that they were interested in DJ Reed. He picked and announced that he picked the Lions over Washington. There was interest in Khalil Mack. He stayed with the Chargers. There was interest in Ronnie Stanley before he decided to stay in Baltimore. I'm probably missing somebody from that list in terms of some of the reporting out there. But now we get to Trey Hendrickson. Again, really good pass rusher. I mean, he's led the league for 2 consecutive years. He's got 35 sacks in 2 consecutive years. He's 30 years old. He wants out. He wants to go to an organization that is a more serious organization. Cincinnati still has problems with, you know, the group that they have. And he wants to get paid. He's got one more year on his deal, which will count about $21 million, I think, against the cap. Maybe it's somewhere between $18 and $21 million against the cap. And he was allowed by Cincinnati to go out and seek a trade partner, to which, at this point, they have not found one. And the reason being, according to much of the reporting, Dan Graziano, Diana Rossini, the asking price is too high. This was Diana's tweet yesterday, I think. Teams are willing to pay Trey Hendrickson the contract that he desires, but have found Cincinnati's current asking price to be ridiculous, one GM told me. The Bengals can adjust as the offseason progresses, but right now, teams are not willing to meet their terms. Dan Graziano the other morning suggested also that the asking price was too high, but teams like Washington and others are still hovering. Now, the asking price is apparently at least a first, if not a first plus. First and third, consider that. And here's the, you know, Diana puts it well, because we've learned this from a lot of these trade scenarios, and that is the trade compensation is higher when the pay when the player's under contract for multiple years, and you don't have to tear up the current 1 year deal that's left and pay that player a lot more money. If the player only has 1 year left, well, then the compensation drops. Well, Cincinnati's not dropping their compensation request at this point. So I'm going to give Denton and I a question to answer, and then I want you guys to weigh in as well at 301-230-0980. And if you want to weigh in on anything else, you know, about the free agency and trade period, you know, all of these new players, the average age of the team, they still haven't addressed pass rusher, they still haven't addressed really receiver other than more of a playmaker, you know, guy in Deebo Samuel. They got to get better in the trenches, both sides, whatever you want to weigh in on. But I really want to know whether or not you'd be willing to, if Cincinnati dropped their price to a second rounder and a fourth rounder instead of a first rounder and a third rounder. You know, Washington's first rounder not as attractive, and their second rounder is not super attractive either, because it comes at 61 overall, the 29th pick in the second round. But if you had to give up the 29th pick in the second round, along with your fourth rounder, which, by the way, is the one that just came back from Houston in the Tunsil trade, would you do it, also knowing that you're going to have to give Trey Hendrickson a 3-year deal, or maybe a 4-year deal worth $100 million plus, with 55 to 60 of it minimum guaranteed, and it's going to pay $30 plus million a year for his ages 30, 31, 32, and maybe 33 season? He is a dynamic pass rusher, a relentless motored pass rusher. He is difficult. He has to be game planned for. He's not as great a run stopper as he is a pass rusher. It's not even close. Denton is sort of a fan on the periphery of the Cincinnati Bengals, and so he'll express his opinion about a second and a fourth and that kind of a contract for Trey Hendrickson. But this deal is out there, and Washington, we're pretty sure, is a team that has expressed interest. And let's face it, they may have, you know, had they gotten Khalil Mack, maybe this would be off the table. It probably would be. Defensive end pass rusher, strong in the draft, that's a fallback plan. By the way, we're not suggesting they give up their first rounder. They could take another pass rusher or run stopper pass rusher with number 29 overall. Or they could trade back from 29, pick up more picks, pick up the second rounder that they send to Cincinnati for Trey Hendrickson, and add a running back, and add another corner, and add another pass rusher, and add another interior offensive lineman. All right, so a second and a fourth this year, and then you got to pay Hendrickson, yes or no? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. I'll give you my answer. Denton will give you his, and I want yours as well when we come back. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app. Maryland drivers, did you know a vehicle is stolen every 16 minutes in the state of Maryland? The key to preventing theft is in your hands. Lock your car, take your key, use an anti-theft device. Learn more about vehicle theft prevention at mdautotheft.org.